B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Yud Ches. We're going to start from the next Gemara, 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara takes us back to the Mishnah. Kol HaKosov Megillas Tainis. We've already discussed Megillas Tainis, which was a type of a Megillah that where they wrote down all those days that the Chachomim in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash instated that these were days that had a status of a Yom Tov, and one was not allowed to fast on them. Some of them that were even more stringent, that means even more of a Yom Tov, not only was one not allowed to fast on them, one was even not allowed to give hespedim on them. So, kol hakosov Megillas Tainis, any of those days that are recorded in Megillas Tainis, deloy lemispad b'hoim, that one's even not allowed to give hespedim, to eulogize on those days, osur, then the fun of osur, and la'achrov muta, that then not only is the Yom Tov that day itself a day that one's not allowed to, also one's not allowed to fast and also not allowed to eulogize in them, but the day before those days are also not allowed to have the same halachas, and la'achrov muta, but the day afterwards, its muta does not have those restrictions. That was the opinion of the Tanakama, an anonymous Tanakama, which is also happens to be Reb Meir, in the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbonon. Alin Yoimin, this is a quote from the Megillas Tainis. Alin Yoimin, these days, deloilis ano bohoin, that one's not allowed to fast on them, umiktsoshoin, and some of them, deloile misped bohoin, that you're even not allowed to give a hesper to eulogize on them. Miresh Yarcha de Nisan, from the very beginning of the month of Nisan, the first of Nisan, va'ad teman yubei, until the eighth day, itoikim tamida, those were the days where the halachas of the korban tamid were established, and therefore, deloile misped bohoin, one was not allowed to, besides for not being allowed to fast on those days, one was also not allowed to give any espedim on those days. What does it mean that the Tomid was established? The Tzidukim were challenging the Chachomim and maintained that the Korban Tomid was allowed to be brought from money belonging to an individual, a private person, and the Chachomim, it took them these 8 days to convince the Tzidukim that wasn't the case, and that the Korban Tomid had to be brought from money of the Tzibur. That's till the 8th day. Including the 8th day, continues the Masecha Seifrim, Mitaman Yobei, from the 8th day, including the 8th day, Ad Seif Moyado, until the very last day of Pesach, Itoisev Chago de Shvuayo, Deloy Le Misped Bohin, that on that day was established that exactly when Shvuas was going to be, and we know that Shvuas is after the 49 days of Sfira Soimeh, but there was again a discussion with the Baisusim as to when Sfira Soimeh started. Did Sfira Soimeh start on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th of Pesach, or did it start on the Sunday after the beginning of Pesach? And it would, between the 8th day of Nisan and the end of Pesach, that's when the Chachomim were busy convincing them that the halacha is that the Sfira Soimeh starts on the 16th of Nisan, and therefore all those days between the 8th day and the end of the last day of Pesach are a Yom Tov in Megillas Tainis, and one's not allowed to delay the Misbet behind, one's not allowed to fast on those days, nor is one allowed to give hespedim. Now we're going to discuss this a little bit more. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, our master, we just quoted, Miresh Yarcha de Nisan, from the first day of Nisan, Ad Taman Yobei, until the 8th day of Nisan, Itoikim Tmido, the halachas of the Korban Tomid were established, Deloy Lemisped, and therefore one's not allowed to give even Espedim on these 8 days. Says the Gemara, Lomoli Miresh Yarcha, why do you have to say that? Why does the Megillah Seifrim have to say that as a Yom Tov in Megillah Seifrim, from the first day of Nisan, one is not allowed to fast or give a hesped because of the Korban Tomid? Lema Mitrei B'Nisan, it would suffice to say that we need the Megillas Tainis to say that from the 2nd of Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, that was a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis. But the 1st of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Gufei Yom Tovu. We know that Rosh Chodesh is considered a Moed. You're never allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So why do I need a Megillas Tainis to impress on us that on the 1st of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast or give a Spedim? We know that by virtue of the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, nothing to do with being part of the 8 days where they were establishing the halachas of the Korban Tomit. Answers the Gemara, Omar Rav, lo nitzrecho elo le'eser yom shelefonov. You're right. As far as the first of Nisan is concerned, it would in any case have been a Yom Tov in these halachas. However, if it's just Rosh Chodesh, then the day before Rosh Chodesh, there's no restrictions whatsoever. But since it's a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis, and we saw before that the Yom in the Mishnah, that the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis, the day before those Yomim Tovim, are also Asa, which is the last day of the month of Adar, the 29th of Adar, that it's, if the Mishnah of Megillas Tainis would have just said that the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis is from the 2nd of Nisan, then there would be no indication that on the 29th of Adar you have these halachas. Therefore, the Megillas Tainis wrote that from the 1st of Nisan, and that would tell us that on the 29th of Adar also has these restrictions. Says the Gemara, but the 29th of Adar, I also don't need a Mishnah in Megillas Tainis explicitly telling us that it has these halachas because the 1st of Nisan, the day after it, is one of the Yomim Tovim Megillas Tainis, Shelefon of Nami, typically the Havei Le Yom Shelefnei Rosh Chodesh. Because the very fact that it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, it should also be enough. Even if it's not the day before Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis, but why is being a day before Rosh Chodesh any less? If the day before Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis has these restrictions, then surely the day before Rosh Chodesh would also have these restrictions. Says the Gemara, no. Rosh Chodesh d'iraisei. The concept of Rosh Chodesh is min ha-Torah. And there's a discussion whether this also means the halachas of not fasting on Rosh Chodesh or just means the concept of Rosh Chodesh. That's a discussion in the Poskim. But Rosh Chodesh in and of its own is something which is recognized min ha-Torah. U'daraisei loy boy chizuk. Yom Tov min ha-Torah doesn't need to be strengthened, and therefore the day before it does not need to be, it doesn't have any restrictions. However, if the Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tainis are only midrabbanon, they need chizuk, they need strengthening, and therefore only those Yomim Tovim we said that the day before has restrictions. And since the Chachomim wanted the day before the 1st of Nisan, the 29th of Nisan, to have restrictions, therefore the Yom Tov of the 8 days is marked by the first day, not just the second day, in order to impress that halacha on us that the 29th of Adar also is Asa. The Tanya, as we learned in Ebraisa, Yomim Ho'ela Aksuvim B'Megillas Tainis, these Yomim Tovim quoted and mentioned in Megillas Tainis, Lifneim V'Lachreim Asurin. It's Asa. Before the days before those Yomim Tovim and the days after have the same restrictions, also Asa. However, Shabbos is V'Yomim Tovim, a regular Shabbos recognized in the Torah. V'Yomim Tovim and Yomim Tovim of the Torah, Hein Asurin, on those days themselves they have these restrictions. You're not allowed to fast on them, you're not allowed to have Hespedim on them. However, Lifneim V'Lachreim Mutarim, but the day before and the day after a biblically recognized Shabbos and Yom Tov, they do not have these restrictions. What's the difference between those Yomim Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tainis and those recognized in the Torah? Halalu Divrei Torah. Those mentioned in the Torah are biblical. V'divrei Torah ein tzrichim chizuk. And things that are min ha-Torah do not need extra strengthening. Halalu, but those mentioned in Megillas Tainis, Divrei Sofrim, they're only rabbinical. V'divrei Sofrim tzrichim chizuk. And those things that are only rabbinical, they need strengthening, and therefore the days before, according to this brisa, the days before and the days after have the same restrictions. And therefore, we've now understood why the brisa of Megillas Tainis says that the 8 days start on Rosh Chodesh, even though Rosh Chodesh in and of its own would in any case have had these restrictions, in order to impress on us that the day before it would also have those restrictions, namely the 29th of Adar. And we're going to get back to this soon. Omer Mar, the continuation of the Megillas Tainis we started before, that Mitaman Yobay, from the 8th day of Nisan, Ad Soif Moyado, until the very end of Pesach, which is the last day of Pesach, Itoisev Chagod Shvoya, that's when they established when the Sfira Soime would start, and hence when Shavuos would be, to Leile Misbud, and therefore one's not allowed to fast or give Hespedim. So asks the Gemara, Lomo Li Ad Soif Moyado, why do you have to say until the last day of Pesach? Leima Adamoyed, just say until Pesach. Because Umoyed Gufa, the Pesach itself, Yom Tov is a Yom Tov Asar. From the first day of Pesach till the last day of Pesach, in any case, is a Yom Tov. And if it's a Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to fast on those days anyway, or give a spadim. So you want to add on something to say that treat these days as a Yom Tov. It's only necessary to add on from the eighth day until the Erev Yom Tov, but Yom Tov not. The Omer of Papa answers the Gemara, Kada Omer Rav, Lenitzicha Elo Leser Yom Shelefonov. In the same way as Rav said before, that the first day of Nisan is mentioned to impress on us that the 29th of Adar has restrictions. Similarly, the same will apply regarding the mentioning the Yom Tov. If it will just say that from the 8th until Erev Yom Tov is Asa, then you wouldn't know that the day after Yom Tov also has restrictions. And therefore we mention that as far as Megillas Tainis is concerned, the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis starts on the 8th and finishes on the last day of Yom Tov, and then the day after that is also going to have restrictions, as we saw in the Braisa before, and we're soon going to see which opinion it is, that the day after the Megillas Tainis also has restrictions. Kuman, who is this following? Are you suggesting that Rabbi Yossi, that is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the Omer bein lefonov bein le'achrov osur. Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that not only the day before the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis, but also the day after has these restrictions. If so, yihachi, be'esrim v'tisho nami. What did you say before? Why do you need to write that the Yom Tov starts on the 1st of Nisan? Because Choftes Adar should also have restrictions because it's the day before. But let's go one step further. The 29th of Adar also would in any case have been Osir, not because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is Min HaTorah and doesn't eat Chizuk as we said before, but because it's the day after the 28th of Adar. And the 28th of Adar in and of its own right is also a Yom Tov of the Megillas Tainis. So if you say that only the day before Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis has restrictions and not the day after, like the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, if so, I can understand that the 29th of Adar would not be Osir because it's the day after the 28th, and therefore we have to say it's Osir because it's the day before the 1st of Nisan. But now that you're saying that we're following Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says that even the day after Megillas Tainis is also has restrictions, if so, if the 28th of Adar is a Yom Tov Megillas Tainis, the day after it, the 29th of Adar, is in any case going to be Osir. So the question comes back, why do I need the Megillas Tainis of the beginning of Nisan to start on the 1st of Nisan and not on the 2nd of Nisan? Why do we have to say that the 29th is Osir, has the restrictions of fasting and eulogizing, because it's the day before the Yom Tov of Aleph Nisan, which is when the first of the 8 days when the Korban Tomid was established, typically that 29th of Adar should be Osir. Dehavale Yoyma de Bosar Esrin v'Tamanya Bey. It's the day after the 28th of Adar. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. Now, Be'esrin v'Tamanya Bey, on the 28th of Adar, Osir's Besur Tatovsa, the very positive and good tidings came Liudoi to the Yidden, Deloy Idun Min Oyraisa, that the decree that they would not be allowed to learn Torah has been removed. And what was the incident there? Shepamachas Nigzra Gzeira Lisrael. At one point there was a decree against Klal Yisrael, Shelo Yasku BaTorah, that they're not allowed to learn Torah. V'lo Shelo Yamulu Es B'neihem, that they're not allowed to do a bris milah on their children. V'sheichalulu Shabbosos, and that they should Chas V'Shalom be Mechalel Shabbos. Ma Osa Yehuda Ben Shamua. What did Yehuda ben Shammua do, the Chaverov and his colleagues? Holchu v'notlu eitzah, they went and they were seeking advice from Imatranusa Achas, from a noble woman, Shekol G'dayli Roimi Mitzuyin Etzla, that all the prominent people from Roim, which was a nation which was associated to Esav, they used to come to her. Omro Lahem, and this noble woman said to Yehuda ben Shammua and his friends, Imdu, rise, Vivginu Balailo, and cry out at night. Holchu, they went, Vivginu Balailo. And they cried out at night. Omran, they said as follows, Shomayim, referring to Hashem, Shomayim, Loi Achim Anachnu, are us and Esav, you Romi, Are we not brothers? Lo bnei av echod anochnu? Do we not have the same father, Yitzchok Avinu, that we come from Yaakov and they come from Esav? Lo bnei im achas anochnu? Do we not share the same mother, Rivka Imenu, who was the mother of Esav as well as Yaakov? Ma nishtaninu mikol uma v'loshen? Why are we different to all the other nations? Shatem goizrim oleinu gzeres rois, that you decree against us these evil decrees. Ubotlum, and it worked, and they removed these gezeiros, and that was on the 28th of Adar. They made this day a Yom Tov. So we see that there's a Yom Tov, which is a status of a Megillas Tainis Yom Tov on the 28th of Adar. According to Rabbi Yossi, the days after the Megillas Tainis Yomim Tovim also have restrictions. So the 29th of Adar is also because it's the day after the 28th. If so, the 1st of Nisan does not need to be mentioned in the Megillas Tainis. Answers the Gemara, Om Abaya, lo nitzricho elu l'chodesh mu'ubar. What would happen if in a year when there's two Adars, and the second Adar is going to be Moli, is going to have 30 days? If so, the 29th day of Adar will indeed be Osir because it's the day after the 28th. But the 30th of Adar, which is the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that won't be Osir because it's 2 days after the 28th. And therefore, the Megillas Tainis says that the Yom Tov of the beginning of Nisan starts on the 1st of Nisan, so that the day before it, which is the 30th of the second Adar, will also have those restrictions. Others explain this Gemara, Rashi brings, that explain this Gemara means that if an Adar has, for whatever reason, the Edim didn't come, and Adar had a 30-day Adar, then the same would apply, even if it's not a leap year. That was Abaya's answer. Rav Ashi Omer. Rav Ashi had a different explanation. Even if you're going to assume that the Adar we're talking about is a 29-day Adar, and day 29 is indeed the day after day 28 of Adar, which is a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis. Nonetheless, it's important to mention that it's also the day before the 1st of Nisan, which is also, besides for being Rosh Chodesh, is a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis. Kol Shel Achrov. And it's important because of the following. The day after it, the day after Megillas Tainis, we said, according to Tanakama, the day after Megillas Tainis, nothing is Osa. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is. However, not as stringent as the day itself. The day after Megillas Tainis is Betainis is Osur. It's Osa to fast, but Behesped Mutter. But it is Mutter to eulogize on it. However, this day, the 29th of Adar, even though it's the day after the 28th of Adar, and therefore we said in any case it's Osir to fast on it, but the day after is always going to be Mutter to eulogize on it, but this day, Vazeh, Hoyelu Mutal Ben Shnei Yomim Tovim, since it's wedged in between two Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tainis, between the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis of 28th of Adar, and the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis, the 1st of Nisan, Asu'u Ki Yom Tov Atzmoy, they made it like a Yom Tov with all the stringencies of the Yom Tov, Afilu Behesped Nami Osor, and it's also Osor to eulogize on the 29th of Adar. And Rashi explains that the truth is there's no difference between the day after the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis and the day before. Both of them, it's only Osir B'Tainis and not Osir B'Hesped. There's no difference between them. And just by the way, the Gemara happens to mention Kol Shel Achrov because that's what we're discussing here, the day after the 28th, but the same applies as being the day before, a day before a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis also is only Osir B'Tainis, not Osir with Hesped. Over here, however, the reason Megillas Tainis mentioned the 1st of Nisan was in order that the 29th of Adar, even though it's not a Yom Tov Megillas Tainis itself, since it's sandwiched between two Megillas Tainis Yom Tovs, it's also Osir and Behesped. Continues the Gemara Omar Mar. We saw in the Megillas Tainis, we mentioned before in Yodzayin Amud Beis, that Mitaman Yobei, from the 8th day, including the 8th day of Nisan, Va'ad Soif Moyado, until the end of Pesach, Itoisev Chagod Shvoya, that was the days where they argued with the Baisusim exactly, and they were establishing when Sfiras HaOmer should start, and hence when Shavuos would be. Deloy Lemispud, and therefore not only is one not allowed to fast on those days, one's also not allowed to give Hespedim. Asks the Gemara, Lomali le meimar mitoman yobei? Why do you have to mention the eighth? Lema mitishobei? Just start the second Yom Tov of the second days of Nisan, second set of days of Nisan from the ninth. The Tamanya Gufri, the eighth day itself, is Osir, Dahavali Yoimudi, Taikan Beit Midah. You already said that the first batch of days in Nisan, from the first of Nisan till the eighth of Nisan inclusive, is a Yom Tov Megillas Tainis because of the halachas of the Korban Tomid. So why is it important that the second batch starts on that same eighth day? The eighth day is already in Megillas Tainis. It stands on its own as it is. Then the next Megillas Tainis Yom Tov could start on the ninth of Nisan. Why does it have to start on the 8th of Nisan? Says the Gemara, Kiven de ilu miklilo milsa ubotlinu. If for whatever reason the first set, l'shiva, if the first 7 days, for whatever reason, the Chachomim had reason to say it's no longer a Yom Tov, we're going to see an example of this a bit later, but if for whatever reason the Yom Tov of the Korban Tomid, of having established the Korban Tomid, is no longer practiced as a Yom Tov for the first 7 days, then the eighth day also, as far as being part of the first batch of days, would not be kept as a Yom Tov. Then, Tamanya Gufe, however, the eighth day would still be stay Osa and be a Yom Tov, would be Osa the Havali Yoyim Kama, because it's the first day, the Toysev Bo Chag HaDeshvaya. Which means that if for whatever reason, the first batch of Yom Tovim, the first Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis in Nisan, would be removed, the second set would still remain, and therefore it's important to impress on us that the second set starts on the eighth day, even though the first set finishes on that same day. Says the Gemara, Hashtud Osis Lachi, once you've come to this point, then Esrim V'Tisha Nami, why don't you say the same regarding the 29th of Adar? We asked a question, why do you need to mention the first of Nisan? And we said, because in order to impress on us that the 29th of Adar should have these restrictions. And then you asked a question that the 29th of Adar is in any case Asur, because it's the day after the 28th, which is in Megillas Tainis. Now that we've suggested this answer, then we have an easy answer to that question as well. Kiven de ilu mikla milsa ubotlinu le'esim v'tumanyo. If for whatever reason the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis of the 28th of Adar would be removed, then esim v'tisha gufe osur. Nonetheless, the 29th would still be osur, not because it's the day after the 28th, because the 28th has been removed. It will nonetheless still have restrictions because it's the day before the second, the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis after it, which starts on the first of Nisan. Continues the Gemara Itmar. And this is going to take us back to the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. In the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, we saw Machlokes, the Tanakama, an anonymous Tanakama, which we know is Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. And they differentiated between the more lenient type of fasts of Megillas Tainis, which is those days that are only osa to fast on them, but not osa to give hespedim. And then there's those days that are even osa to give hespedim. The Tanakhama said that regarding the more lenient ones, then the day before them and the day after them have no restrictions, but the more stringent of those days, which is the Yomim Tovim, that's also osa to give hespedim, the day before them have restrictions, the day after them don't have restrictions. Rabbi Yossi, who is more stringent than the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi held that on the more stringent of these days, those days that one's not allowed to even give hespedim, it's also not only before them, but also after them. And Rabbi Yossi held on the more lenient of these Yomim Tovim, those that are only also to fast on them, the day before indeed has restrictions, the day after does not have restrictions. Says the Gemara, Reb Chiya bar Asi, Omar Rav maintained halacha k'Reb Yossi. The halacha is like Reb Yossi, that was more stringent than the Tanakhama, and said that those days that are osa to even give hespedim, the day before and the day after have restrictions, and the days that are only osa to fast, the day before it has restrictions, the day after not. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel argues and says, no, halacha k'Reb Meir, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that are that little bit less stringent than Reb Yossi, and they say that if it's a day which is only osa to fast on them, there's no restrictions at all, not before, not after. And the days that it's osa even to give hespedim, there the day before them has restrictions, and the day after doesn't have restrictions. Asks the Gemara, Miomar Shmuel Hocha, could Shmuel possibly have held this way like the Tanakam of our Mishnah? V'otani, we learned in the Braisa, there's a third opinion, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, Umar Talmud loimer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was medayik for the words of the Megillas Tainis. The Megillas Tainis, it says that, and we saw this on the first wide line on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, there's yoimin deloilis ana bohoin. There are days that you're not allowed to fast on them. And there's some days you're also not allowed to eulogize, to be masbid, behind on those days, on them. So Shimon ben Gamliel asked, why do I need these words, behind, on them, shtei pa'omim, twice? Says Shimon ben Gamliel, lo malachot to tell us, shehein asurin. Only the days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainis have restrictions. However, lifnei mulachrem, also before, also after, it doesn't matter if it's the more stringent of the Megillas Tainis or the more lenient of those Yomim Tovim, it doesn't matter. Either way, the day before and the days after have no restrictions. Mutarim, they have no restrictions. V'omar Shmuel, halocha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? Shmuel said the halocha was like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And according to what we saw before, Shmuel said the halocha was like the Tanakama. So regarding those Yomim Tovim, that it's only osa to fast on them, but not to eulogize on them, it happens to be no machlokas between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. They both say there's no restrictions, not after, not before. However, regarding those Yomim Tovim that delay mispid v'hoim, or even osa to have a spadim, there the Tanakama say that the day before it has restrictions. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says there's no restrictions. So there's a contradiction in Shmuel. Answers the Gemara Mikora at first, Sovar he held, Kivan deleka Tana de Mekel, Reb Meir, since the most lenient of the Tanoim is Reb Meir, Omar Alochak Reb Meir, so he ruled like Reb Meir. Kivan de Shomel Reb Shimon, once he heard that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is even more, de Mekel Tvei is even more lenient than Reb Meir, Omar Alochak Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Shmuel said the Alochak is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, because Shmuel held that Alochak is always like the most lenient of the Tanoim in this context. V'chein Omar Boli, Omer Abchia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. Similarly, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, the halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. That's how Boli said in the name of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yechanon. It would seem the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. It would seem this is similar to what Rav said before, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Omer Rabbi Chia le Boli, Rabbi Chia said to Boli, Asbar halacha, I want to clarify to you exactly what Rabbi Yechanon said. Ki omar Rabbi Yechanon halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. When did Rabbi Yechanon say that halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yosi? That's only adeloy le'is ano. That's only on the more lenient of the Yomim Tovim, that was only also to fast on them. So there he said that halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that the day before it has restrictions, the day after it doesn't have restrictions. However, regarding the more stringent Yomim Tovim, that it's also to have a spadim on them, there Rabbi Yechanon would not hold like Rabbi Yosi, who was very stringent and said that there are restrictions also before, also after. No, over there Rabbi Yechanon would hold that the halacha is like the Tanakama, like Rabbi Meir, who says that only the day before has restrictions, not the day after. That's how Rashi explains what Rabbi Chia explained according to Rabbi Yechanon. Says the Gemara, Umi Omer Rabbi Yechanon Hachi, can Rabbi Yechanon really hold this way as we just saw now? Rabbi Yechanon said as follows, Halacha Kestam Mishnah, we know that there's a rule, the halacha that Rabbi Yechanon holds, the halacha is always like an anonymous Mishnah. Okay, let's see, where's there an anonymous Mishnah that seems to contradict what Rabbi Yechanon just said here? Utnan is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah. And before we read the Mishnah, let's just a brief introduction. The Mishnah there says, we know that when is the real Purim? Purim is either on the 14th of Adar for all places that did not have a wall around the city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, or on the 15th of Adar for those that had a wall around them from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So that's all regarding the main cities. However, what's with the little villages? For reasons we're going to discuss in Maseches Megillah, the little villages, they would read the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before the 14th. It would sometimes be on the 11th of Adar, sometimes the 12th of Adar, and sometimes the 13th of Adar, and obviously sometimes on the 14th of Adar with everybody else. So the Mishnah says, "Afal pi she'omer magdimin v'loy ma'achrin." So the Vilna Gaon takes out the words "v'loy ma'achrin." It's not necessary here, but these villages, they would sometimes read the Megillah Makdimin on the days before the 14th of Adar, which is the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Adar. And even though they would read the Megillah on those 3 days, Mutorin Behesped Vatainis, however, those 3 days did not have the restrictions against fasting on them or giving haspedim on them. And now the Gemara is going to explain, like, what's this Mishnah talking about? That even though we read the Megillah a day earlier, sometime Magdimin earlier, nonetheless, on that day, even though you read the Megillah, there's no restrictions against fasting or giving haspedim. What would we be talking about? Amos. Are we talking about that the people from walled cities of the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that the day that they were supposed to read the Megillah, had they stayed in their hometown, would have been on the 15th? And they were Kokori Leibar Baiser, they happened to be in a place of the 14th. They went to a city that did not have walls from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and they were there on the 14th of Adar, and they read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Are we suggesting that that's what the Mishnah means, that if one was makdimin, if one read the Megillah a day before they would have in their place, that even though they read the Megillah, mutorin behesped obetainis, you're allowed to give hespedim and fast, can that be what the Mishnah means? Umi shari? Is it true? Can it possibly be that on the 14th of Adar, the people in the town, in the walled cities who are found on the 14th, in the cities that were not walled, they're allowed to fast and give haspedim? V'oksiv b'Megillas Tainis, does it not say in Megillas Tainis, Yoim Arba Osor Boy, the 14th of Adar, V'yoim Chamisha Osor Boy, and the 15th of Adar, Yoim Purayo Inon, they are considered Purim, Dolele Mispet Bohoin, you're not allowed to fast on them, and you're not allowed to give haspedim. V'omar Rava, and Rava explained, Loi Nitzarcha, the reason that the Megillas Tainis had to say it, because for the day of Purim itself, that means the 14th, for the people in cities that didn't have walls from Yeshua ben Nun, and the 15th for those other cities, in and of themselves, it's clear that you're not allowed to fast or give hespedim on them, because they are called Yimei Simcha, Yimei Mishte. That goes without saying. So why did the Megillas Tainis have to say it anyway? Says Rava, to tell us that both the people of the 14th and the people of the 15th are not allowed to fast or give haspedim, neither on the 14th nor the 15th. So then what does the Mishnah mean, that a day that you are makdim, that you read the Megillah a day earlier, one's allowed to be Mutorin behesped ubatainis? Ve'elo, says the Gemara, it must be Bnei Arbeisar. We're talking about people that come from the cities of that normally would have read the Megillah. That means they did not have walls around them from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and the time that they would read the Megillah should be on the 14th. However, the 14th was on a Tuesday. Ve'kokori lebetleisar. And these villages, they were allowed to read the Megillah on the Monday before, which is happens to be the day before the 14th, which is the 13th. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that those villages that read the Megillah on the 13th of Adar, then even though they read the Megillah, they were allowed to fast and give haspedim. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Yom Nikanor, who we'll soon see later what that Yom Nikanor is. But this was a fast day Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis on the 13th of Adar, called Yom Nikanor. And therefore, one's not allowed to fast then, and one's not allowed to give haspedim on that day. And the Mefarshim discuss here, the Rishonim discuss, how today does the 13th of Adar become Tainis Esther? What happened to Tainis Esther back then? That's something which is discussed here in the Mefarshim. We're not going to go into that now. But it can't be that the Mishnah says that you're allowed to fast or give haspedim on the 13th. 13th is Yom Nikanor. Ve'elo, it must be Bnei Arbeisar. We're talking about those same people who lived in villages, that these villages didn't have walls around them from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore the day they would normally read the Megillah is on the 14th. However, they were allowed to read it on the Monday or Thursday before. V'kokori lebetreisa. We're talking about the 14th was on a Wednesday, and they would read the Megillah on the Monday before, which was on the 12th of Adar. And if it's the 12th of Adar, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that on the 12th of Adar, even though those villages would read the Megillah, they were allowed to have Hesped and Tainis. Says the Gemara that can't be either. Yom Turainasu. We'll soon see what that means, but it's a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis. They were not allowed to fast or give Espedim on the 12th of Adar either. Nothing to do with Purim. Ve'elolav, it must be, we have no choice. Dekokoru le bechatzer. It must be that the 14th of Adar was on a Sunday. And they would then read the Megillah on the Thursday before, which is the 11th of Adar. And that's what the Mishnah means, that even though you read the Megillah Mukdomin on the 11th of Adar, Mutarin behesped v'tainis, Uktoni Mutar behesped v'tainis. So you see clearly that you're allowed to, that there's an anonymous Mishnah that says that on the 11th of Adar, one was allowed to have Hesped and Tainis, even though this was a day before, a Megillas Tainis of the 12th, because the 12th was Yom Turainus, and the day before it, you're allowed to fast. That's not something which Rabbi Yossi holds. We said before that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says that the day before the Tainis is also. So, here we have an anonymous Mishnah that says that the day before the Tainis of Megillas Tainis was Mutter. Answers the Gemara Loi. What the Mishnah actually means is B'nei Arba'a Sorva Kokori Le Betresa. We're talking about indeed that these were people who they did not come or they were not in towns that had walls around them from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Their Purim is on the 14th. However, they were villagers that were allowed to read the Megillah earlier on, and we're talking about that the 14th was on a Wednesday, and they would read the Megillah on the Monday before, which was on the 12th. Would the Kamras Yom Turainus, who you're going to ask me a question, how can the Mishnah say that even though you read the Megillah on the 12th, it's Mutarin Behesped V'Tainus, the 12th of Adar is a Yom Tov of Megillah's Tainus called Yom Turainus, we'll soon see what that is. Says the Gemara, no, Yom Turainus Gufei Betulei Bitluhu. Since Yom Turainus itself was nullified. They said it's no longer a Yom Tov, even though originally Yom Turainus was a Yom Tov, but then because of a tragic event that happened on that day, the Chachamim said it's no longer a Yom Tov. Hoyel v'nerugu boy Shemaya v'achia ochiv, since Shemaya and his brother Achia were killed on that day, therefore they said that day is no longer a Yom Tov. And Rashi says that these were pious people and he doesn't know exactly what incident this is referring to. Other Rishonim do have an explanation here, but Rashi says he doesn't know what the incident was. Kihadra of Nachman, similarly we find Rav Nachman, Gozar Tanisa, he decreed a fast day, Betresa on the 12th of Adar. Omru le Rabbonon, the Rabbonon said to him, Yom Turainusu, how can you make a fast today? It's a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis. Omar Luhu, Yom Turainus, Gufei Bitule Batluhu. That the Chachomim said that the 12th of Adar is no longer a Yom Tov, Hoyel Venerugu Boy Shemaya Vachia Ochiv. Asks the Gemara, V'tepik Lei Dehavale Yom Shelifnei Nikonor. Why don't you say that it should be Osir to fast on the 12th of Adar because it's the day before the 13th, and we said before that the 13th of Adar is a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis called Yom Nikonor. Omer Vashi, Hashta Iu Gufei Batluhu. Since the tragic events of the 12th of Adar was reason to be mevatel, to undo, to take away the Yom Tov of Turainus, which was a day, a Yom Tov of that day, the 12th of Adar, Mishum Yom Nikonor Nekam Nigzer. Does it make sense that because it's just the day before a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis, we'll still keep those restrictions? Obviously not. And therefore, since the tragic events of this day said it's no Yom Tov, therefore it was mutter for Hesped and Tainis. And now the Gemara is going to discuss, what is this, my Nikonor or my Turainus? What happened on the 13th of Adar that made it a Yom Tov of Nikonor? What happened on the 12th of Adar that made it a Yom Tov of Turainus? The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa. Nikonor, this Nikonor, not to be confused with the Nikonor that's mentioned with the doors of the Beis HaMikdosh, Nikonor Echod Mi'aparche Yevonim Hoyo, one of the governors of the Greeks, Ubechol Yoim V'Yoim every day Hoyo Menif Yodoi, he would wave his hand Al Yehuda V'Yerushalayim, against Yehuda and Yerushalayim, Vo'Eimerim would say, Emosai Tipoil B'Yodi, when will you fall into my hands? V'Armasena, and then I can trample on it. U'Keshagavra Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, when the Chashmonoim, they defeated the Notzchum, they defeated the Greeks. Then kotzatzu b'hoinos yodov raglov, they cut off the thumbs of his hands and the toes of his, the big toe of his foot. V'tol b'shari Yerushalayim, and hung them on the gates of Yerushalayim. V'omru, and they said, pesha hoyo medaber begaiva, a mouth that would speak with arrogance. V'yodayim shoyu menifois al Yerushalayim, and hands that would wave against Yerushalayim. Te'osabem nekoma, revenge should be done against them. And this day, when they finally defeated the Greeks, when did the Chashmonaim defeat the Greeks? And when did they defeat this Nicanor? That was on the 13th of Adar. My Turinus, what happened on the 12th of Adar that was a Yom Tov of Turinus? Omru, Keshabikesh Turinus laharig es lulios v'pupus echov bludkia. This is a famous story of the Haruge Lud, where somebody got killed from one of the goyim got killed, and obviously they accused the Yidden for having killed them, and then they said, if the murderers don't come forward, we're going to kill you all. And then that was what this Turinus wanted, to kill all the people. And then this Lulinus and Popus, his brother from in Ludkia, from this place of Lud, they came forward and says, we killed your daughter. And then they got killed themselves. And then Omar Lehem, this Turinus said to these two tzaddikim that even though they were innocent, but they didn't want everybody else to get killed, and therefore they, so to speak, they falsely admitted to a crime they didn't do. And this Turinus said to them, Imme amo shel Hananya Mishol Vazaria atem, if you come from the nation of Hananya Mishol Vazaria, Yehei Elikechem, Yovei Elikechem, your Hashem should come, V'yatzel eschem yodi, and save you from me. And we know that Hananya Mishol Vazaria were miraculously saved from Nebuchadnezzar. K'derech shehitzel es Hananya Mishol Vazaria miyad Nebuchadnezzar. Omru loy, these two tzaddikim said back to this Turinus, no, Hananya Mishol Vazaria tzaddikim gemurim hoyu, they were completely righteous. Uru'uyin hoyu leosis lehemnes, they were deserving of such a miracle. Unevuchadnezzar melech hogun hoyo, and in spite of who he was, Nebuchadnezzar had something proper, something okay, something straight about him. V'roi lasis nes al yodo, and therefore he was fitting that this miracle should happen then. V'oisoi rosha, however, you, Turinus, hedyatu, you're just a commoner. V'ene roi lasis nes al yodo, and you're not deserving that a miracle like this should happen, that with you trying to kill us, we should be saved. You don't deserve that. And us, we're liable and deserving of destruction. Lamokim to Hashem, favors that have been done. If you don't kill us, we're deserving of being killed anyway. There's Hashem's got many ways of many executioners. Hashem's got many bears and lions. Yeshle lamokim be'ilomoi, Hashem has in his world shapoygim bonu, that can attack us. V'hirgin esona, can kill us. The only reason Hashem gave us over to your hands, that you'll kill us, is elosh osid lipore domenu miodecho, is only because eventually Hashem's going to avenge our blood from you. Afal pikei, nonetheless, horgon miyad, he killed them immediately. Omru, the Chachomim then said that loy zozu misham, they didn't move from there, achabo diupli miroimi, until two officers came from Rome, upotsu etz moichoi, and split his head of Turinus begzerin with clubs, and that was the punishment he got for having killed these Haruge Lud, which the Gemara says that the Haruge Lud, ein kol beria yechoy lelamud b'mechitzasam b'Gan Eden, nobody can get anywhere near them in Gan Eden, because they were such big tzaddikim for having gone through this. Continues the Gemara, in Gezrin Tainis ala Tzibur, the final statement in the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, that one does not start decreeing a fast on the public, b'tchila, the first of the days, should not be b'chamishi, on a Thursday, rather on a Monday, and ein Gezrin Tainis b'roshi chadoshim, one does not decree a fast on Rosh Chodesh. We said there in the Mishnah that in order that the shopkeepers shouldn't think that there's suddenly a shortage of food, and if people are going to start fasting on Thursdays and they're going to buy food to break the fast and food for Shabbos, the shopkeepers will get worried and they'll put the prices up. To avoid that, they said the first fast should be on a Monday. And Monday afternoon, they'll buy food just to break the fast. Once they're ready fasting, by the time Thursday came along, it's the second fast, people will know that these are fast days and no shortage of food. Asks the Gemara, "V'kamo havya haschola? What is called the haschola? That the beginning, the first fasts that you don't decree." Continues the Gemara, "In goizim tainis ala tzibur betchilo b'chamishi v'chulu, in goizim tainis b'roshei chadoshim v'chulu." We saw in the final statement in the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, it says there that you don't initially start a series of fast days on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. However, v'mischilu, once they've already started fasting, ein mafsikin, one does not stop the series of fast days, even if it means fasting on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. That was the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Omer Rabbi Meir says, "Afal pish Omer Rabbi Gamliel ein mafsikin." Even though he said Rabbi Gamliel maintained that you do not stop the series of fasting, Moide Hoya, he agreed she'ein mashlimin, that one does not fast until the end of the day. One breaks one's fast during the day because it's Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. Asks the Gemara, "V'kama havya haschola? What's called that you've already started a series of fast days, and from after that point where it's called you've started, now we say that if the fast days fall on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, that the fast days are not overridden by Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim?" Answers the Gemara, Ravacha Omar Sholesh, Ravacha says three fasts. Once they've been through a Monday, Thursday, Monday, that's it. Now you've started the fast days, you continue the fast days, even if there's a Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, that one of these fast days fall on. Rabasi Omar, Rabasi says, Achas, even just one fast is already enough that it's considered you've started. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Zu Divri Reb Meir. Rav says that the opinion in our Mishnah is the opinion of Reb Meir, Sh'omam Rishum Reb Shimon Gamliel. Aval Chachomim Oimrim. The Chachomim argue with Reb Meir and say that Mis'ane Umashlim, that they hold that one fasts and one finishes the fast. One fasts the whole day, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. Dorash Mazutra Mishmeid Rav Huna Alocha Umis'ane Umashlim. Mazutra, he said in the name of Rav Huna, the halacha is that one fasts, once they've started a series of fast days, one continues that series even if one of the fasts will be on a Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, one fasts and one fasts the entire day until the night. Hadron Aloch Seyda Tainyes, Ketzad B'Siyat Dishmai, we finished the second perek of Maseches Tainyes. Emir Tzashem, we're going to review Maseches, the second perek, and in the next year we're going to start the next perek, the third perek of Maseches Tainyes.